Welcome to The Debate. Today, factory floors are undergoing, well, a pretty massive shift. We are moving from fixing machines when they break to fixing them before they even know they're sick.
Right. The whole industry is, you know, trying to figure out how best to manage this machinery health.
Exactly. And I argue that condition-based predictive maintenance is just the strictly superior standard for industrial efficiency.
And I maintain that for assets with predictable wear patterns, time-based preventative maintenance remains an absolute necessity. It really avoids the costly trap of just drowning a shop in sensors.
Yeah, but my position is really rooted in the fact that time-based servicing is essentially blind. I mean, it replaces parts that still have useful life, or worse, completely misses faults that emerge between those scheduled checkups.
Okay, but is it really blind if you have decades of wear data?
Well, yes. Because predictive maintenance is essential since it triggers action based on measured physical deviations. Unplanned breakdowns cost, 4 to 8 times more than planned work.
Sure, unplanned downtime is expensive.
Exactly. When you catch early signals, you stop cascade failures. Like, a dying bearing that goes unnoticed will eventually tear apart the spindle and the guide columns. That multiplies your repair cost by 3 to 5 times.
The problem with that idealized view, though, is the staggering administrative burden required before you even install a single sensor.
I wouldn't really call it staggering.
It is, though. To make predictive maintenance work, you have to conduct a full failure mode and effects analysis, an FMEA, and you have to build baseline datasets for every single asset.
Well, that's just part of the initial setup.
But without doing that heavy lifting, you just end up with data without decisions. Time-based preventive maintenance remains optimal, precisely because it's built on well-documented wear rates. That completely bypasses that massive upfront bottleneck.
But relying on documented wear rates ignores the actual physical condition of the machine right in front of you. Think about it like this. If you told a mechanic you wanted to replace your car tires every 3rd October, regardless of how many miles you drove, they'd look at you like you were crazy.
Right, but tires...
You don't check a calendar to change tires. You measure the tread.
Okay, that analogy only works because tread wear is a highly visible physical reality. On a factory floor, wear is hidden deep inside a casing. You're assuming a sensor will perfectly translate that hidden wear into a clear signal. You can't just stick an accelerometer on a press and expect a simple red light.
Well, it's not a simple red light, but it is a clear physical signature. Take a punch press motor, for example. Vibration analysis can catch bearing wear 2 to 8 weeks before a catastrophic spindle seizure.
Wow, 8 weeks?
Up to 8 weeks, yes. A preventative schedule of checking every 6 months just rolls the dice on that crucial window.
That's only true if you know exactly what a normal vibration signature looks like.
Which you do, from the baseline data.
But unless you pinpoint an exact 20 to 30% deviation in vibration RMS, the root mean square, the sensors just capture baseline factory noise.
It's not just noise if you calibrate it properly.
Without that precise threshold, you trigger constant false alarms. And then what happens? Your maintenance team learns to ignore them entirely. Even the source literature notes that well-run shops deliberately use all 3 models, including run to failure, for cheap parts.
That's fair.
A solid time schedule is simply cheaper and vastly simpler than buying $1,500 to $5,000 infrared cameras for every power unit.
Yeah, but you don't buy cameras for every unit. You filter by production criticality. And the financial justification isn't just disaster avoidance, it's overall equipment effectiveness, OEE.
Okay, but how does that justify the upfront cost?
By catching micro stoppages, those tiny invisible halts in production. Predictive data directly improves your availability metric. You aren't just saving a machine, you are literally creating time.
Creating time is a bit of a stretch.
It's not, though. Recovering just 10 OEE points on a machine running 2,000 hours a year gives you back 200 hours of actual production capacity. That guarantees a 6 to 18 month payback period.
Right. The math on OEE is great in a vacuum, but it ignores the reality of the humans on the floor. Generating 200 extra hours of capacity assumes your team actually has a structured response plan ready to act on those predictive signals.
Which they should have.
If they don't, your predictive network is just an incredibly expensive alarm bell for a crash you still aren't going to stop. Time-based maintenance doesn't require a high-tech response protocol. It just requires a calendar and discipline.
Ah, but that discipline is misdirected if it isn't based on physical reality. Condition-based monitoring is really the only factual way to catch independent failure paths. You pair oil analysis for the hydraulic fluid circuit with vibration analysis for the drives, precisely because they fail in entirely different ways.
I can see that.
It forces the maintenance work to actually align with the machine's actual physical health.
Well, ultimately, maintenance models have to match the predictability of the asset's wear. The ultimate trap is blanketing a shop in sensors, generating noise instead of insight. I mean, not every machine demands a sensor, just like not every component requires constant measurement.
It certainly highlights the deep complexity of industrial asset management. There's clearly a balance to strike between the purity of real-time data and the practicality of implementation.
Yeah, there's definitely more to explore in the material regarding how shops actually find that balance.
Exactly. We have to leave those running the shop floors to determine the best framework for their operations. So the next time you look at a factory floor, you just have to ask yourself, are you measuring the tread or are you just staring at the calendar?